Whether you like your racing up top on the cushion or tearing up the pavement, you've come to the right place. This is PRN at the Track, a show dedicated to the roots of racing. PRN at the Track is brought to you by Cookout, fresh shakes, burgers, and barbecue. And by Hunt Brothers Pizza. Find your next pizza at huntbrotherspizza.com. Now here's your host, Lenny Baticki.
Welcome to PRN at the Track, presented by Cookout. Char-grilled hamburgers, barbecue, quesadillas, chicken wraps, and over 40 creamy, delicious milkshakes. Cookout, the best combos in town. I'm Lenny Baticki, and coming up in this show, we'll chat with the publisher of Dirt Empire magazine, Adam Cornell. Then we'll speak with the new owner of the Southern All-Star Series, Ray Cook. And we'll have a conversation with the Dirt Car Promoter of the Year, Josh Carroll. But first, let's get to our What's Hot. Congratulations to Bobby Pierce Jr. and Kyle Strickler on their wins last weekend in Votto, New Mexico. This week, it's the Chili Bowl at Tulsa, the Chili Willy at Tucson, the Lucas Oil Series is at Golden Isles, Speedfest at Cordeal, and Legends at Charlotte. See these races in person or on a stream and keep up with them all on PRN at the Track on our social media. And joining us now on the ProFabrication.com hotline, the owner, the publisher of Dirt Empire magazine. Yes, you can hold in your hand, Adam Cornell. Welcome to this show. Man, you know, it's just awesome to be able to hold a publication in your hand, not just, you know, the great digital stuff that's out there, but thank you from all of us that love to, you know, cut out pictures and put them on our walls back in the day. How did you get started in racing before we even get to your publication? That's always interesting to ask folks.
I got started way back in upstate New York. I was just a little kid. My best friend, his dad owned a garage. And he thought himself a race car driver. He'd put together a pro stock and go out racing on Friday nights at 5 Mile Speedway or up in Afton. And we would go out with him and hand him the wrench or hand him the wrong tool most of the time. But we'd come back covered with dirt and just had the best time in our lives. And that stuck with me all through my career as I went through as a graphic designer, as a marketing guy. And eventually I came back to being part of the dirt track racing industry, writing articles, doing graphic design work. And then it kind of it evolved into this thing where we realized there weren't many print publications left. And I loved print. I grew up on it.
So
and I wanted
hold
to
on just one second here. We're chatting with Adam Cornell, the publisher of Dirt Empire magazine. He's our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline. And if you haven't already checked it out, DirtEmpireMagazine.com will get you to a lot of the places. Plus, they're on social. But, you know, as a kid growing up in New York, big blocks and things like that, what kind of series, what kind of dirt is Dirt Empire covering out there for folks?
Well, Dirt Empire covers all levels of racing, from the pro stocks all the way up to late models, big block modifieds from the Northeast, the UMP mods, and then sprint cars and late models, like I said. And I want it to be just like you've gone to the best weekend of racing you've ever seen, where you've got the support classes and you've got the big names all in one issue, every issue.
And Dirt Empire magazine consistently has delivered that since the very first issue in 2021 with Jonathan Davenport and T-Mez, both on that awesome cover. What is looking back at that first cover, you know, how does that make you feel when you see all that it took to get there? And now, you know, you're even bigger than I would say, you know, any of us thought it could be.
I think I agree. It's bigger than anything I thought it would be. Looking back at it, I just thought, well, maybe I'll put something together that looks nice, that people enjoy. And if they like it, maybe it'll stick around for a few issues. And we just wrapped up issue number 26. We're going into our fifth year. And every issue, I strive to be better than the last. So I go back and I look at issue number one. And I think, oh, man, what was I thinking doing this? And yet people enjoyed it. And now I push for each issue to try to be better than the last. And I guess that's all we can ever do, right? Is just try to be better than what we've done in the past.
Adam Cornell, he's on the profabrication.com hotline. Speaking of profabrication, headers, exhaust, all the parts and pieces that go with it, including the all-new Gasco Copperhead Gaskets at profabrication.com. So, Adam, who are some of the writers and photographers that do this amazing work that we get to enjoy?
Well, we actually work with hundreds of independent photographers and writers all across the country, and each issue doesn't exist without their talents. But some of the notable ones, my editor, Justin Zock, he's up in Minnesota. Ashley Zimmerman, she's our key writer. She's the one that is able to go out and do interviews with individuals and ask the questions without getting punched in the nose, because she's just got that kind of personality. She can get away with it and brings us some great stuff. Then I've got photographers that are just phenomenal.
But if you find writers and such all the way in Viola, Illinois, you are looking at grassroots all to get all the great stories. If fans want to get a subscription, how can they do it to Dirt Empire Magazine?
You can go to dirtempiremagazine.com. You can click on shop and you have some different options, 1 year, 2 year. And right now there's a special. If you do a 2 year subscription, you can get a free t-shirt. So now's a good time to go ahead and check out the website.
I think a lot of folks, have seen it maybe in their out and about. Where are some of the retailers that are now covering this? And I think this is one of the things that the dirt world has really got to be proud of. Some of the locations where fans listening all across our country can go actually purchase there at the checkout counter. Where are some of those?
Well, we've got several retail partners across the country, including Tractor Supply, Barnes & Noble bookstores, Books A Million bookstores, and then with the last issue, we got into 1,000 Walmart stores all across the country in their magazine section. So pretty much, if you're near a dirt racing track, probably within 20 minutes of you, there's going to be a retail location where you can go pick up Dirt Empire.
Dirt Empire Magazine, publisher, owner, Adam Cornell. We can't thank you enough for bringing the colorful pictures back into our lives, the great writing, and a real subscription that we can go out and check it out in the mailbox. Go to dirtempiremagazine.com. They're on social media, and you will enjoy each and every turn of the page. Dirt Empire Magazine, our guest, Adam Cornell, thank you for joining us on the profabrication.com hotline. Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back with more.
When you're hungry and nothing but the best will do, there's Cookout. Mouth-watering, fresh off the grill burgers, chicken, barbecue, tempting fries, onion rings, and hush puppies, and the best combos in town, topped off with a thick, creamy milkshake, soda, or huge Southern-style tea. Oh man, I gotta have some Cookout. It's the place that cares about the quality of its food and service, and has for over 35 years. Check out the menu at cookout.com and head on over to your nearest Cookout.
Joey Logano here for Hunt Brothers Pizza, where you can choose from 10 toppings, all at no extra charge. In a hurry? Call ahead to place your order or grab a hunk of pizza on the go. Follow me on the track all season long and visit huntbrotherspizza.com to find your next pizza.
PRN's At the Track returns in just a moment. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network. A NASCAR moment with Doug Rice and Kyle Petty.
They established the Hall of Fame. First two people that get in, besides your dad, is Bill France Sr. and yep. Bill Jr. Now, I'm thinking that your time behind the wheel overlapped with Bill Jr., didn't
yes,
it?
Yes, for sure. For sure. I was called to the truck many times while Bill Jr. was in there. What I remember about Bill Jr. as much as anything was him sitting and talking to my granddad. You'd sit down at the racetrack and they would talk about where the sport was and where the sport was going. You know, I'll never forget, we were doing some stuff and I was called to the truck and I was reminded gently by Bill France Jr. that this was his sport. And if I would like to participate in his sport, that I needed to kind of change my ways. And I changed my ways so that I could participate in his sport. But I think the vision that Bill Sr. had for where the sport could be, Bill Jr. looked at it and said, we're there. Now let's take it someplace different. Bill Jr. had that passion. To the day he passed, he had that passion for this sport.
Cookout, char-grilled hamburgers, barbecue, quesadillas, chicken wraps, and over 40 creamy, delicious milkshakes. Cookout, the best combos in town. Welcome back to PRN at the Track, presented by Cookout. Joining us now on the ProFabrication.com hotline, part of the owners group, the new owners group of the Southern All-Star Series, the lead guy, spokesman and all that, Ray Cook. Hey, Ray, welcome back to the show. Man, when I saw this all come down, all I could think of was the heritage of the Southern All-Star Series and remembering the days that they have a Tampa and NDRA. But the heritage of this series is so, so special to dirt late model racing in the Southeast. What's it like to get the controls and to be at the helm of moving this thing forward now in this time of life?
First of all, thank you, Lenny, for having us back on your show. It's been a day or two, but we're always honored when you call. And, you know, we're excited to have the Southern All-Stars. It's an honor to get to try to do it and continue the legacy that BJ Parker and Joe Lee Johnson and many others, you know, all the drivers and fans have contributed to all these years, and hopefully we can just keep it going.
Well, you know, all of us here at Charlotte Motor Speedway are fans. Joe Lee Johnson, the first ever Coca-Cola World 600 winner back in the day here at CMS, and his heritage all throughout the Southern All-Star Series. We're chatting with the new owner of the Southern All-Stars, Ray Cook, on the ProFabrication.com hotline. So fans will remember you from the Southern National Series. Is that still going?
Yes, sir. We're excited. The Schaefer's Oil Spring Nationals and Southern Nationals schedules look great, and we've announced those at PRI. We'll be kicking off the Schaefer's Oil Spring Nationals coming up February 29th, I believe it is, and March 1st at Swainsboro and Sonoya Raceway with a 7,500 and a 10,000 kicking off the Spring Nationals. And then, of course, we'll be back at Beckley Motor Speedway mid-July to kick off the 21st annual Schaefer's Oil Southern Nationals. So we're excited about both of those, continuing those, and also looking forward to working with Southern All-Stars. So we'll have three different venues to work with this year, and looking forward to a great year.
You know, fans, let Ray Cook provide your calendar with all kinds of marks on it. Southern All-Star Series, Southern National Series, wherever he puts on races, they are always top shelf and well put together, and great fields of drivers and teams out across the Southeast. And we're chatting with Ray Cook as part of the new ownership group of the Southern All-Star Series. He's on the ProFabrication.com hotline. ProFabrication headers, exhaust, all the parts and pieces that go with it, including now Gasco copper header gaskets at ProFabrication.com. So, Ray, where's the Southern All-Star Series going to be racing? You know, when do they kick off? When will we get to see them at some of the spots along the way?
So our first race is going to be at the I-75 Raceway, and that's coming up, hopefully weather permitting, next weekend, January 25th. Be a two-day event there, 24th and 25th, but the Southern All-Stars will be featured on the 25th with a 5,000 to win show. And then our second event will be at the Buckshot Speedway down in Clanton, Alabama, for another 5,000 to win, February 22nd. So we're looking forward to hitting the ground running early with the Southern All-Star Series, and you know, running it all year long. So we're looking forward to trying to put together about a 20 race schedule. Right now we've got about 16 booked with a few TBAs that we're going to be announcing here probably next week, and just trying to put together a good schedule for these guys to keep super late model racing going in the Southeast as much as we can.
Ray Cook on the ProFabrication.com hotline, part of the ownership group of the Southern All-Star Series, taking over that series, keeping the Southern National Series going as well. Going to be a fabulous dirt late model season for everybody in the Southeast to be able to jump out to either of these. Now, a couple of spots I saw on here, Winder Barrow, Georgia, Tyre Martin and Derek Canup and all that bunch down there. Been really putting in some good work there on the schedule. 191 in Kentucky. Lake Cumberland's got a 12,000 to win race. Some of those mid-season races are, you know, looking pretty bright.
They are. We're excited to go to Winder Barrow. It'll be the first sanctioned super late model race, I think, that's ever been there. And, you know, that's one thing we're going to be able to do with Southern All-Stars that we haven't been able to do with you know, our other series, is that we've had tracks throughout the years that have called wanting races, and, you know, the Southern Nationals is just in the month of July, basically. Mm. And, of course, the Spring Nationals is in the spring. And so now if a track calls wanting to put on a race, we can hopefully accommodate them with a date through Southern All-Stars. And, you know, that was – Winder Barrow was at the top of our list that when we was able to acquire the Southern All-Stars. I wanted to call them Stephen House right off the bat and start looking for dates. So we're excited about that and looking forward to going down there.
I got a couple here later in the year. We're chatting with Ray Cook, Southern All-Star Series, Wartburg, Tennessee, mid-September, WECO Country, if you're tuning in from anywhere around Wartburg. And then the other one, did anybody tell you Anderson Motor Speedway in South Carolina? Scott Childress runs a paved track there. I thought you were a dirt series. What's up?
Yeah, we heard about that last year, actually. So, you know, that was really, I got to credit Scott Childress and Dwayne Keith was getting that going last year. That's something that Dwayne, you know, he's a longtime announcer of Southern All-Stars and ran it. But Southern All-Stars used to have a history of doing a handful of asphalt races every year with the dirt late models back, you know, 20, 30 years ago. I don't know how long it's been, but long time ago. And, hasn't been one in a long time, but last year they put that event together and, you know, they didn't have, but I think it was 9 or 10 cars or something all that came, but the stands was packed. It was a good show. Of course, Skip Arp won it. And, there's already other drivers that's wanting to go this year. They just sort of set back last year to see how it all turned out, but it went really well.
Gotta leave it there.
Yes.
September 25th, the Anderson Motor Speedway, 12,000 to win on pavement for the dirt late models of the Southern All-Star Series. Check them out on Southern All-Star Series website, sasdirt.com, and all the social media. Ray Cook going to be at the helm. A great 2025 ahead. Ray, appreciate you joining us on the profabrication.com hotline. Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back with more of PRN at the Track presented by Cookout.
When it comes to maintaining your engine to run at peak performance, trust Z-Max Micro Lubricant. Z-Max soaks into metal, so it's easy to add to your oil or gas to disperse carbon buildup in your engine, fuel system, and transmission. Protect your vehicle's engine to the max with Z-Max. Check us out at zmax.com or visit us on Facebook and Twitter to find out more about our full line of products. Remember the name, Z-Max, for your car, big rig, small engines, firearms, and more. That's Z-Max Micro Lubricant.
Headed to Las Vegas Motor Speedway in March to enjoy great NASCAR racing? Then make your reservations now to stay at the South Point Hotel and Casino. The South Point has great race weekend ticket and room packages. Plus, they have a great variety of dining experiences and a world-class spa. Stay where the racers stay. The South Point Hotel and Casino in Las Vegas. Visit southpointcasino.com and book your springtime getaway today.
There's more at the Track in just a moment on PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
It's hard to believe in this day and age in the United States of America that children are hungry.
Our time on this planet is short. We have to give back to those in need.
Every child has a chance, no matter what obstacles they may encounter.
Never have we been taxed more as a society to help kids the way we are right now.
Speedway Children's Charities raises money through several different avenues. My favorite is the gala.
It's one of those can't-miss events for everybody who attends. And I've been able to raise and distribute over $60 million.
When you have 50 different organizations receiving grants from Speedway Children's Charities, that's far-reaching. And some people think, well, I don't have much money to give. I say $50 is a lot to give.
At Speedway Children's Charities,
our mission is simple.
Help every child we can.
Because all children
deserve joy.
And hope.
And love.
And if one child is still in need,
then there's still work to do.
Hunt Brothers Pizza always offers all toppings at no extra charge. That's 1,024 topping combinations at one price. At Hunt Brothers Pizza, we love racing and we love pizza. Visit huntbrotherspizza.com to find your next pizza. Welcome back to PRN at the Track, presented by Cookout. Joining us now on the profabrication.com hotline, we're honored to have the Dirt Car Sanctioned Promoter of the Year. Dirt Car is a part of World Racing Group, the World of Outlaws. I mean, this is big time. Josh Carroll, Brownstown, Illinois promoter, the Brownstown Bullring. Josh, congrats on this award. Well, if you could put your hand on one, two, three things, what did you and your track employees do in 2024 to make things so special to win this award?
Well, I was honored to get the award, and it was definitely a team effort. It's not something that I did, you know, by myself. It's something that took a whole team to do. I mean, my corner guys, my flagman, my lineup lady, Kathy, she's a big part of our, she's a big part of what we do there, and keeping the show moving quickly. And, we've had over 125 cars, and everybody gets home normally, 10:30, 11 o'clock, or, we're done by then. And I think that's a big thing that, people want to be able to get up the next day and do something.
Well, they do. And when they go to Brownstown Bullring in Brownstown, Illinois, Josh Carroll and his crew get it done. The Dirt Car Promoter of the Year joining us on the profabrication.com hotline. Timing is so important, and a lot of tracks have varying, rhythms of their timing and such. What makes the pulse so fast at Brownstown that you're able to entertain, but to get things done in that? What's the key component to pull that off?
Getting everybody to work together is the number one component. And we've got a lot of equipment, which really helps. So if we need to do something to the track, we can normally do it pretty quick. And we just, if we start at 7 o'clock, at 6:58, I want the cars lined up and ready. It doesn't always happen, but if it doesn't, the next week we look back and go, okay, what did we do? And what can we do to make this happen? Exactly when we're supposed to make it happen. And we've pretty much succeeded at doing that.
Dirt Car Promoter of the Year on the profabrication.com hotline, Josh Carroll telling us about the secret recipe, if you will, about getting that award. Winning not too easy for anybody in the racing business, and it's always the unforeseen things that make somebody successful. What is it that when you talk to other promoters or people wanting to promote a race, that you always point out these one or two things as the first two steps to a success?
Well, one thing is we gotta have sponsors, and it doesn't matter if you're a race car or a racetrack. I mean, the sponsors mean everything to us and to the drivers. And I preach to my drivers, hey, when you see a NAPA sign up, you go in your local NAPA store, and when you're there, tell them, hey, you're signed up to the racetrack. We appreciate you. Renegade Fuels is another one. They've come on board with us and buy their product. They're here supporting you. You don't see anybody else here supporting you. So, you got to support the people that support you. And when it all comes together and everybody keeps supporting everybody, it works so much better.
Well, and Josh Carroll knows with what he speaks. Dirt Car Promoter of the Year from Brownstown, Illinois, the Brownstown Bullring. He joins us on the profabrication.com hotline. And speaking of profabrication, headers, exhaust, all the parts and pieces that go with it, including the all-new Gasco Copperhead Gaskets. Gasco Copper Header Gaskets at profabrication.com. So, Josh, not that you weren't already busy up in Brownstown, Illinois, the Bullring there. Now, Ken Schrader, Ray Marler have exchanged the keys to you now to be able to run the I-55 Raceway in Peavely, Missouri. And I know folks listening on WBGZ in Alton, Illinois, got to be happy. St. Louis Auto Racing Fan Club, Mike McGinnity and the Allied Auto Racing Association. You got folks excited about this year. What's it like to have Schrade hand you the keys there and ready to go have at it? You've got a big baby on your hands now in St. Louis.
It's pretty exciting, I got to tell you. And one thing that Ken and Ray's 100% behind me. And, that makes me feel really good going in and gives me a lot of confidence also, just knowing that they're there, that, I talk to Ken, once a week or so, hey, I'm thinking about doing this. What do you think? And one thing about Kenny, he'll tell you what he's thinking. It might not be what you want to hear, but he will tell you. And I do, you know, take into consideration what both of them's got to tell me. And I'm excited about it. I think we've got a big future there, and I think we can take it to the next level and have a little Eldora right here in in the Midwest.
Peavey, Missouri, right off of Interstate 55. You can see it as you're driving along there. I-55. Now the keys in the control of the Dirt Car Promoter of the Year, Brownstown Bullring's Josh Carroll, our guest on the profabrication.com hotline. So the I-55 thing, the Ironman's been a part of that racetrack and other things. Is the season look relatively the same to watching? You're gonna change some food in the refreshment stand? What you got cooking?
Oh yeah, that's going to be one thing. If you've been to my racetrack, you know that you don't need to stop and eat before you get there, because we're going to have good food. So that's one thing. And yes, the schedule is the same plus a lot better. I mean, I don't want to say better, because I don't want to make anybody think they did anything wrong, because they run it for 30 successful years. I'm just going to do some different things, and we've got some big races scheduled that they didn't do. We're going to have a 10,000 win mod race and a 5,000 win B mod race. We've added some races all the way until the first week of November.
Woo!
So we're going to run, I think we're scheduling about 8 more events than they've had in the previous year. And several bigger events, to bring some more people in and, fill our grandstands up.
Well, folks, you heard it. Fill those grandstands up from a guy that knows about entertaining and promoting the right way. Dirt Car Promoter of the Year on the profabrication.com hotline. Our guest, Josh Carroll. You can check out Brownstown Bullring on their website and social media. And, of course, I-55 on their website and social media. Josh, congratulations. Thanks for joining us. Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back with more of PRN at the Track, presented by Cookout.
When you're hungry and nothing but the best will do, there's Cookout. Mouth-watering, fresh off the grill burgers, chicken, barbecue, tempting fries, onion rings, and hush puppies, and the best combos in town, topped off with a thick, creamy milkshake, soda, or huge Southern-style tea. Oh, man, I gotta have some Cookout. It's the place that cares about the quality of its food and service, and has for over 35 years. Check out the menu at cookout.com and head on over to your nearest Cookout.
At Hunt Brothers Pizza, you can choose from 10 toppings at no extra charge. In a hurry? Call ahead to place your order or grab a hunk of pizza on the go. Find your nearest location at huntbrotherspizza.com and follow me, Joey Logano, all season long.
We've got more PRNs at the track in a moment on PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
This is Doug Rice. Join me for the latest edition of Fast Talk.
I wondered, okay, was that real or was that something that just happened in a test session? Well, they proved it was real yesterday.
Let me tell you something. Testing and seat of pants and being in a car on a racetrack still pays off dividends when you go back to a racetrack.
We have to make sure that we're racing in a market that's going to, percentage-wise, probably give us a good weather weekend.
It's Fast Talk right here on PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
We saw a lot of chaos in the closing laps of the race. So just trying to minimize that, make it more about a race than people just using each other up.
I think it's needed. It was needed at all the road courses.
While I don't think it's going to be a home run, I think that it'll be in the right direction.
So many opportunities to either be really good or make mistakes, and they can start adding up on you quick.
For the latest NASCAR news without a restrictor plate, it's PRN's Garage Pass. For the station near you, check us out at goprn.com.
Hunt Brothers Pizza always offers all toppings at no extra charge. That's 1,024 topping combinations at one price. At Hunt Brothers Pizza, we love racing and we love pizza. Visit huntbrotherspizza.com to find your next pizza. There are grassroots races happening this weekend. I mean, the Chili Bowl, the Lucas Oil Series, Legends of Charlotte, so many different things to be able to tune in on a live stream or keep up with all of it at PRN at the Track on our social media. I'm Lenny Baticki, and we'll see you next time at the track. So long.
PRN at the Track was brought to you by Cookout, Fresh Shakes, Burgers, and Barbecue. And by Hunt Brothers Pizza. Find your next pizza at huntbrotherspizza.com. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.